International. And it's time for the business news. Ko taku hoa e nāianei, ko Nona Peltier, who joins me in the studio. Kia ora, Nona. One of the country's biggest insurers has reported a 23% drop in profit. What's the reason? Because I don't think insurance is getting any cheaper, is it?
No, it certainly isn't getting any cheaper, but the claims are escalating. So we're talking about a company called Sun. And they reinsure through various brands in New Zealand, like AA, for example. But look, their profit dropped 23%. That was a $50 million fall in profit to $165 million. The main reason for this was the number of very large claims. So the company basically budgeted $45 million for major claims, but they ended up costing them $107 million. It's a lot more than they were anticipating. Other things included, there were additional claims in life insurance, for example. So overall, this is a trend we've been seeing because these are not just this company who's facing
big
these
weather events and
exactly.
All the rest of it.
Yep. So that means that in terms of what homeowners and others will be looking at in terms of insurance, they should be probably expecting some increases there because of those natural events that are causing all this damage and other events, life insurance and so on.
Okay. It's Money Week, so does that mean we get money? No.
No. The idea is to demystify is money. We've talked about this over and over again. But this year, I think Money Week is more important in a way because we have high inflation and we're in a rising interest rate environment. Look, I've been in Canada. Some people might have noticed I've been away for a couple of months. And when I went shopping, that sticker shock really was a shock in the grocery store. So it's a good time to be talking about money. A lot of people don't talk about money, but it's a good time to talk about money, to go and check out some of the information that's going to be available through the week. One of the good websites to look at is Sorted. But we'll talk about this more over the rest of the week. Why not? I love talking about money. How about you, Lisa?
And Nona, speaking of money, then let's do a whiz around the markets, eh?
Right, well, let's say the New Zealand Top 50 Index, fell 0.2%, which is not a bad drop considering where we were over the weekend with the strength in the U.S. economy really fueling the risk of higher interest rates. That was a 26-point drop to 11,703. The New Zealand dollar is trading at 62.4 U.S. cents, and that's again, because of the strength of that U.S. dollar. And 90.1 Australian and 51.7 British pence.
Thanks, Nona, and welcome back. Nona Peltier there with Business News. Do precious metals, the type that New Zealand has scooped up at the Comm Games, actually